In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Christos Voskrese. Messiah Khan. Good morning, beloved in Christ. Good to see all of you. Every time I visit this holy community, it's a joy. It's a joy for me. This holy community is extremely important. You know, when we say community, when we say holy parish, we don't mean the number, how many souls we have here, and how much money we have in the budget. We mean by that the quality of people. Even if we are a small congregation, still the quality is there. This is the fourth Sunday after Pascha. I greet all of you, beloved in Christ. I greet Father Philip and everyone present here and those who are traveling today for the holidays. By the way, today is Memorial Weekend, and we pray and we remember all those heroes who sacrificed their lives for the welfare and for the glory and for the freedom of this country. And we as a church, we remember our departed ones. We love them, we still in communication with them through prayer, and in the church, in the faith, we don't believe in death, that death is the end of the whole journey, but death is part of our life. Death has invaded our life because of sin. And as we heard today from the epistle and in the gospel teaching, that healing took place. And we continue to have healing after Pascha. Especially Pascha is the feast of feasts and festive of festives. So because I was not with you here in body, on Pascha, and the name of this holy community is the Holy Resurrection. So let me take this opportunity to say that Pascha is not only one day event, but forever. We are not celebrating for a toy or for a philosophy or for a notion, but we are celebrating, you know, like the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is before the time and he is forever. So his resurrection is not one day event. Maybe according to us human beings, we have some cake here or there and eggs and something like that. That is for a short time. But the meaning, the concept, the theology, the power, the glory, the blessing, the radiance of the Holy Resurrection continues forever. So that's why, beloved in Christ, our church built on the Holy Resurrection theology, the Holy Resurrection of Jesus Christ. So St. Paul, as you know, tells us that if Jesus has not risen from the dead, your faith is in vain. Your orthodoxy is nonsense. Your church doesn't mean anything. So that's why the foundation, the solid foundation of our faith is the Holy Resurrection. You know, Christmas is important. The Nativity is important. Theophany is important. Everything else is important, but the top of everything is the holy resurrection. You don't see in the Orthodox Church the 11 or the 12 stages of the cross. You see it somewhere else. The only thing you see in our church as Orthodox always the Holy Resurrection. So that is the most important icon. That is the most powerful blessing in our church. That is the cornerstone. That is the foundation. That is the rock. If the rock does not exist, the building will come down. And I don't mean the building. At this moment, I don't mean the building. I mean the faith inside of us. If it's not built on the rock of the Holy Resurrection, the truth of the Holy Resurrection, the beauty of the Holy Resurrection of Jesus Christ is to affect us, to be working in us every day, every day. You know, I was born Orthodox, but I have to convert to Orthodoxy daily. So those who are, you know, like new in the faith, we don't count how many days, you know, like they've been in the faith. So there is no difference between being born in the faith and being converted to the faith. There is no difference. According to people, maybe there is difference, but according to God, there is no difference. As long we are giving our mind to God, as long we are giving our heart to God, as long we are giving the whole being of us to God, there is no difference. So that's why I dare to say, and I said it in public in Alaska one day, that I born on as Orthodox, but I have to convert to Orthodoxy daily. So it means that the Holy Resurrection has to act, has to work on me, has to make me a better person, a better Christian soul. So now talking about healing, Peter, you know, Saint Peter, the Apostle Peter, healed Tabitha. Just last week we heard another, you know, healing. Next week we will hear about more healing. What's happening? Why all, you know, like these healings taking place? Because pasta is the medicine. Pascha is the medicine. You know, when we celebrate Pascha, Christ is risen in many languages. By the way, here, I have to tell you something unpleasant. 2 days ago, before my coming to here, I received an email from one of our parishes somewhere. A gentleman threatening the priest because of he is using many languages, Christ is risen. He calls that something against his philosophy. You know what I said to that priest? I said, keep doing what you are doing. And don't listen to his threat. And if he has any problem, let him call me and I will take care of him. Beloved in Christ, some sick mind like this needs a lot of healing. If not because of the sake of time and not to prolong the service, I would have said, Christ is risen to you in millions of languages. And I am not afraid to say that. One line Christ is risen. One line. We keep repeating it for 40 days, millions of times. Why? Because the human mind is not ready to grasp and to digest the Holy Resurrection. The big picture of the Holy Resurrection. The effect, the divine effect, the divine power behind that. So that's why, you know, like we keep repeating it. Not in order to prolong the service, but to make everyone believe, to make everyone have Christ is risen in his heart, in his mind, in his soul, in his body, in every aspect of his life. Christ is risen is not a little thing, beloved in Christ. Without the Holy Resurrection, the Bible has no any meaning. The church has no meaning. We don't need the church. We didn't need, we would not need the church if Jesus, you know, like, has not risen from the dead. So therefore, we repeat Christ is risen in many languages. That gentleman, he calls it foreign languages. We don't need, he said, we don't need foreign languages in the church. This is not a foreign language. This is the proclamation of the church. This is the mind of the church. This is what we believe. This is what the prophets and the apostles believed. So if we're talking about healing, if we're talking about healing, yes, we believe in healing. But we have to take that sickness from our mind. Those who call it foreign language. So first of all, I have to heal my mind in order for healing to take place in my life. So as Peter healed, as Jesus today healed the paralytic after 38 years, so the Holy Resurrection, beloved in Christ, is the medicine, is the doctor, is the physician of our souls and bodies. So let the risen Lord come and visit you at home. Take him from the church. Take him with you to your home, to your business, everywhere you like, to school, to college. The Holy Resurrection can fix marital problems. The Holy Resurrection can fix many, many situations, many cases. So, beloved in Christ, as I said in the beginning, I repeat, we don't worship a toy, but we believe in the living God, the fountain of our life, the fountain of every good thing. We believe in Him. And when we are ready to listen to Him and to obey His teaching, you will see that healing will take place so easily and so surely. So I pray for this holy community, beloved in Christ, daily and constantly. I pray for this holy community to grow spiritually in mind, in soul, in body. The church is not, you know, like what you see in the church. You see human beings like me, for example. I am limited. I am a weak human being. But let our mind be on Him. Let our mind be here. The one she used to be, she was. Pure in soul, mind, and body. So that's why she was worthy. She found worthy to be called the Mother of God. So those who put trust in God, those who believe in the Holy Resurrection, those who believe in Him strongly and deeply, not sentimentally, so they will get all the fruits of healing. So I pray for this holy community. I pray for the priest, Father Philip, to continue his godly ministry in this holy community. I pray for the parish council to be active. I pray for everyone. You know, since we built this holy community, many, many beautiful faces became Orthodox and still. So this church has already touched many, many souls and many people's life. So every one of us has to act like an apostle. Last week we celebrated, we commemorated Saint Joseph of Arimathea and the myrrh-bearing women. So every one of us has to be like a myrrh-bearing woman. Everyone has to act like an apostle. We don't have, you know, like a membership like in a country club here in the church. Our membership means the baptism, the chrismation, the seal of the Holy Spirit. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is our membership. And our membership is the union with God when we receive Him with the communion after being well prepared. This is the church, beloved in Christ. The church is not a country club. The church, we praise God in order to get healing, to receive healing. So may God have mercy on us all, and we pray for those who are not present with us today for some reason, for the wedding, for traveling, for being out of town because of the holidays. So they are in our prayer, included in our prayer. So may God shower your life with His presence. May God visit you where you are. And may God heal all your situations. Christ is risen.
Truly.